Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed, good morning. How are you today?
How you doing? I'm really good, Ron. How you doing?
I'm okay, too. The off-season rolls on. There's never an off-season in the NFL, and a lot to cover with the Steelers at OTAs. And first, I want to get your reaction to what Ben had to say yesterday and also to Pompeiani. On Sunday, I thought, contrite towards Antonio more than I thought he had to be, but what was your take?
Well, I was surprised when he called him a really good friend after all that, and how, what was his quote? He made me. Was that kind of the quote
he
said about
Antonio? He made me what I am.
Yeah. They didn't even win a Super Bowl together. I mean, I think he went a little overboard with that, but be it as it may, I think that was his intention, was to kind of like bury the axe, you know, not in Antonio's head, but in the ground.
Yeah, and I thought he went a little overboard too. I'm with you. And then Antonio tweets out the two-face comment right away. I mean, the guy keeps showing you what he is, and I was told a long time ago when somebody shows you who they are, believe it, you know, believe it. And he's showing you who he is day after day after day.
Well, and also him not showing up for the first day of their OTAs. And I believe me, I understand they're voluntary. But when a team makes that kind of commitment to you, tears up your contract, gives you more money, gives you more guaranteed money, the least you can do, PR-wise, if nothing else, is show up on the first day.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now, they tell me that Antonio was a regular at their facility, has been all the off season. So I guess
that's good. Really big of them.
I guess they're not panicking there, but I'm with you. It's not a good look. Same thing with Le'Veon in New York, right? Not showing
right,
up.
Exactly.
Le'Veon hasn't been in an organized football practice in like a year and a half. I mean, or a year and 4 months.
It wouldn't surprise me if they traded him, Ron.
Would that be a great story? What did you think of that whole mess in New York with the coach seemingly getting the GM fired and then the story breaking that the coach really didn't want to pay? I don't know if there was so much levy on. He didn't want to pay any running back that kind of money.
You know, Ron, there's a reason the New York Jets haven't been in a Super Bowl since the 1969 season, and we see it often.
Wouldn't that be something if Le'Veon was traded? Wouldn't that be something? That would be
to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. I don't know, though. He might help the Cleveland Browns. I don't think they need a running back right now. That's for sure. The theme at Steelers headquarters. First of all, Ed, as far as you know, were just about everybody there yesterday?
Ron, there was one significant person missing. Me.
You?
I had hand surgery yesterday, so I was unable to make it, but I'm here today.
Another surgery. Are you getting old and breaking down or what?
What do you mean another surgery? I haven't had a surgery in 15 years.
It seems like you always have an issue here or there. You're getting older and you're breaking down.
I had more surgeries before I was 15 years old than I've had since, Ron. I can tell you that.
Is your hand okay? Are you going to be able to work the computer?
I can do that. I had trigger finger and they had to go in and cut it and so I got a nice thing on my hand. But
what is trigger finger?
Well, I don't have a gun, Ron, so it's kind of surprising. It locks up on you. It's rather common.
This is your index finger?
Yeah, my middle finger on my right hand. Yeah.
Well, you've given that to me a few times, so I guess you need to get it healthy, that's for sure. Ed, the theme yesterday seemed to be brotherhood and love, and we're all in this together, and we're going to use this turbulent offseason to our advantage. Are you buying that? Do you sense it's legit?
Ron, right now, you know how they make noise at practice you know, to simulate crowd noise. Well, right now they're playing the tunes We Are Family out there with the sisters. We'll see how long that lasts. But they did get rid of the problems. You know, over the last 2 years, there were four who caused the drama. Martavis Bryant, James Harrison, Bell, and Brown. I think those were the four main actors. And Harrison was just toward the end. You know, I don't think his was a big deal. But it added to the drama that year, especially when he went to New England. Those guys are all gone. And I do think it's going to ease some of the stuff that has been going on here.
We're talking to Ed Buscetta, The Athletic, our Steelers insider here on The Fan. And, Ed, you know, OTAs are what they are. They're voluntary. They're football in shorts. Anything you're particularly interested in these next, well, nine practices, I guess, now that they have one out of the way?
Yeah, I think Artie Burns is one, Ron, because he's due an $800,000 roster bonus the day he reports to training camp. And if he doesn't show anything here, and you just prefaced it, it's not real football, but he's going to have to show something for them to dole out, I think, the $800,000 and bring him in. Now, they did it with a kicker, and it was a lot more. It was $2 million. And they did that without, you know, really knowing if he's going to be over his problems. But that and the backup quarterback job is, you know, another thing I'm interested in. I don't want to state the obvious, like Bush. Everybody's going to be looking at Bush and, you know, the draft picks and Moncrief, the free agent wide receiver, and Steven Nelson, the corner, the high-priced corner they signed. You know, those are some of the other things.
I'm of the belief that Bush is going to start in New England, if not start on first day of training camp. What's your gut feel on that?
I think it's up to him, Ron. When they drafted Marquise Pouncey, I don't think they thought he was going to start right away. And then they got into training camp, and the first week he was just like, wow, how can you not start him? And, that'll be Bush's situation. If he comes in and wows him, he can start. You know, we saw, who was it, Kendrell Bell years ago came in and started right away. Troy Polamalu didn't, but those were different teams.
Well, go back to Ryan Shazier started from day one too, didn't he?
I can't remember. I know he got hurt and he didn't play a lot his rookie year.
I think he was starting actually at OTAs, if I'm not mistaken, my memory.
Yeah. Well, they did sign, a free agent linebacker who is going to be there. And if Bush comes on and shows him right away he should start, he'll start.
What do you hear about this Lane kid, the cornerback? I keep hearing better and better things, actually.
Yeah, I wrote a story on him in The Athletic, Ron, and he's an impressive kid. He's got size. He has speed. What he doesn't have is a lot of experience. His coaches at Michigan State raved about him. His coach, I talked to his basketball coach at Benedictine in Cleveland, and you know that name well because that's where Chuck Noll came from, not to mention Mike the Hitman Easler. But I think he has a chance. Not right away. I wouldn't expect him to come in and make a big impression right away, mostly because of his lack of experience. But they signed Steven Nelson to that spot that gave him big money. But I think he has a chance to be a decent one.
Ed, I love you when you drop those pirate names like Mike the Hitman Easler. That's pretty impressive. Do you remember the Hitman?
Well, I covered
that. Do you remember the Hitman? I remember the Hitman very well.
Oh, I covered that team, Ron. 79 World Series. I made that Sister Sledge reference earlier. We Are Family, which is their new theme song here 40 years later. And, boy, you're talking me into a story here.
Were you in Baltimore on those frigid nights?
I was.
How come I don't remember you? I remember sitting next to Mike Dudorich, and we alternated innings going for hot chocolate because it was so damn cold.
I sat behind home plate in the auxiliary press box, which they created, with my portable typewriter on a piece of plywood, and sitting next to me was Bob Ford. And Bob was working for a small newspaper in Eastern Maryland, and now he's been a longtime columnist, as you know, at the Philadelphia Inquirer. Bring up those days.
I don't even remember you, Ed. I guess that's more to my detriment than it is to yours.
You were probably out in left field, Ron. I was right behind.
No, I think I was right behind home plate, too, with Deuteridge, because we went back and forth for the hot chocolate. Real quickly, Ed, one other thing I'm interested in and seeing. This is the first time we've seen these offensive linemen without Mike Munchak. How they're going to adapt to the new guy. Do you think that goes smoothly?
Oh, I think so, Ron, because they're veterans. If they were all young guys, it might be a, you know, it might be, I don't want to say an issue, but it might be different. But, you know, other than Feeler and Chukwukobe, Feiler, sorry, I keep calling him Feeler, those guys have been around for a while.
All right, Ed, enjoy the rest of OTAs. You're about ready for your 3-month vacation, aren't you?
Yeah, well, with the new athletic, we'll see how much I get, Ron. No, I there will be time off, yes.
All right. How's Poppy?
Poppy got his shots on Monday, his rabies shot.
He didn't like them.
All that good stuff.
He didn't like them.
He doesn't mind the shots. It's afterward. He gets lethargic, and he was lethargic for a while. But he's bouncing back just like me from my hand surgery.
I'm sure you were probably a little bit lethargic yesterday, Ed.
That was pain.
All right, we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Stay well, my friend.
All right, Ron. See you.
All right, Ed Bouchette of The Athletic, our Steelers insider. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.